about 30 volunteers listen as an elderly man goes through the basics of industrial food processing. There's safety and hygiene, of course.
And that's right over there, the washing station.
And also a lot about God.
I always like to ask the question, whose cannery is this? The Lord's.
This cannery in Garden City belongs to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It produces more than 2 million cans of food a year for what the church calls its welfare system. It's staffed almost entirely by volunteers. Most Mormons in the Boise area know about it, but outside the church...
We had no idea that it even existed.
That's Betty Collins. She's not Mormon, but this retired teacher is a regular volunteer with the Idaho Food Bank. Occasionally, the church will donate a day's output from this facility to the food bank, and on those days, the food bank provides some of the volunteers.
It was pretty interesting for me just to know that this operation is available, that people do this sort of thing. That's wonderful.
Collins puts on a hairnet, gloves, and an apron, and files into an enormous room with the other volunteers. There are machines 2 stories tall, conveyor belts, steam, and of course, a roar of noise.
Food will be coming right out of this, onto here, and then right down onto the conveyor belt.
John Bewig took the morning off to work here. He does marketing for a healthcare provider. He's worked at this cannery several times when his church leaders have asked for volunteers. Now, Bewig stares down a large metal tube where thousands of pear halves wiggle toward him.
And I'm right here in the first position, making sure the food is all turned the right side up.
This facility handles mostly peaches, pears, and tomatoes. These pears started in a church-owned orchard. After they were trucked here, they went into a cold room where they can stay for weeks. They were taken out a few days ago to ripen. Technician Stephen Woodall says then they go into a big machine.
It will core it, peel it, cut it in half, all in one motion. It takes about 3 seconds to do that.
Woodall is one of only 5 full-time employees here. He says in most plants this size, there would be many times that. So these few employees have to do everything from welding to machine repair.
As we tried to start this morning, we had a motor that didn't work, had to troubleshoot, find out what was wrong with it, had a bad plug in on it, changed it out, get it up and going.
The machines are working fine now, and the peeled pear halves come past John Bewig, then onto a conveyor belt. Volunteers cut out the brown spots, and the pears go into gallon-sized cans. Sugar water goes in, lids go on, they're heated, then cooled, then labeled, boxed, and stacked in a warehouse, where it's blessedly quieter. From here, the cans could go to anyone who needs help in disaster areas around the world, says Don Johnson. He directs production and distribution for the LDS Welfare Program in Salt Lake City.
We've done 104 disasters in 52 countries. That's the 2012 statistics.
But most of the food the church produces goes to church members in the U.S. and Canada, Johnson says. The LDS Church places a high priority on taking care of its own. Mormons in need can go to the head of their local congregation, known as a bishop. He'll order them food from one of a network of storehouses.
It's the best food that money cannot buy because there are no cash registers in any of those bishop storehouses.
But there is an expectation that Mormons who get help like this will pay it back eventually through work. Rich Kane stands among towering warehouse shelves. Kane says when he retired from the military 20 years ago, he couldn't find a job, so he turned to the church.
For about 2 or 3 weeks, we got some welfare assistance by food and a couple coats for the kids. And after we got back on our feet and got things going, we volunteered as much as we could with our work schedules.
Now that he's retired for good, Kane spends one day a week here. He says it's his favorite day.
Now is my opportunity to pay back many times over what we received, but the time of being here is not like a job, it's doing a service for somebody else.
Mormon culture places high value on work. Don Johnson says the church welfare system is not just about feeding the poor. It's also there to give members a chance to serve and seek spirituality through sore feet and aching backs. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.